Hi, my name is Ben Dankaka and this is Shepherd Daily. In this podcast, I share life-transforming ideas that will enable you become the leader you were born to be. Today, I'll be talking about the leadership principle you shouldn't ignore. I'm sure you don't want to miss this, so stay with me on Shepherd Daily. Every day, information is transferred from one person to another in different ways. In homes, parents and the elderly usually inform their younger ones. In schools, teachers inform their students. In places of worship, clerics are the ones informing their members. In hospitals, we have doctors and nurses informing their patients. And in the media, journalists inform their audiences. Also, when you attend public gatherings such as conferences and seminars, you will find yourself listening to public speakers that are usually well informed in certain areas of life. Most of the things we learn about life come from all of these sources. So when it comes to information, our society is usually made up of two categories of people. We have the well informed, and then we have the informed, or we may say we have those who transmit information, and then we have the people who receive information. Most times, the recipients of information are compelled to live under the overwhelming influence of the people who inform them. In fact, we cannot live without the dominant influence of those who inform us, because we depend on them for ideas. We depend on them for advice and for news. If you will carefully examine how you get information, you agree with me that most of the things you know about life came through your parents, came through your elders, through your teachers, through your preachers, through journalists, and through public speakers. And for that reason, you are what you are today because of the information you got through them. Your beliefs, your thoughts, your views on life were formed by those who have been informing you ever since you were born. Because generally, our lives are transformed by the information we receive. We are transformed when we are informed by someone, even though the transformation may be positive or negative. So whether you like it or not, those who inform you play a big role in your life. The people who are currently feeding you with information will definitely determine your future. As long as you are alive, you will be influenced by the person who informs you. So if you want to know how your future will look like, simply examine the lives of those who have been informing you and who are still informing you right now. So let's examine those who usually inform us. Have you ever wondered how they get their own information? Do you know where those who inform you get some of the information they share with you? You see, among all the sources, the people who inform us oftentimes get their information from books. For instance, teachers get their information from books. A teacher does not just walk into a classroom and instruct his students from the ideas that pop up in his head. While he was creating his lesson notes, he consulted some books. Usually, the ideas that teachers share with their students come from academic textbooks. Also, before any preacher climbs the pulpit, he must first of all read the scriptures. Whatever sermon a cleric preaches is often based on the information he gets from the holy book. Like teachers and preachers, public speakers don't just climb the stage without researching on their topics. They take out time and read the books that carry information about their topics. You see, that 30-minute speech that once got your attention was spectacular because the speaker had spent several hours reading books and researching on the subject. Also, the doctors who inform you about diseases are able to do so because of the books they've read while they were in medical school. The documentaries you watch on television are produced by journalists who collect their facts from the books they study in libraries. The articles and magazines you read on pages of newspapers and magazines were written by individuals who get their ideas from books and other written materials. Realize that for each piece of information you got through the media, someone read a book on your behalf. But you must know that those who inform you are not extraordinary people. They are normal people who simply go the extra mile to get information from books. Your instructors are not necessarily smarter than you are. They inform you because they were the first to read a certain book, or rather, they are in a position to inform you because they've read books that you haven't read. So here is the point. You will be as informed as those who inform you, and perhaps know more than they do when you also read the books they've read. You see, when you hear people speak intelligently on a subject that is unrelated to their area of specialization, know that they previously read a book on that subject. The person who has a good reading habit will easily discover the information buried in books and will most likely lead in conversations. Or we might say that those who consult books as their main source of information tend to be more informed than people who depend on speeches. When book lovers get into a conversation, they usually dominate and even become the center of attention. In almost every part of the world, you know, people have the tendency to think that publications are the most credible sources of information. So when people converse with others and then present their ideas by making reference to a book they've read in the past, their listeners are inclined to believe what they're saying, because people naturally think that the information in printed material is more dependable, so they easily trust those who read books. Reading books will naturally give credibility to what you say. In conversations, whoever makes reference to the information in a book will, in most cases, be the person people want to hear. They will at all times be given that chance to lead and inform others during conversations. You cannot become an expert on any topic if you're not willing to develop the habit of reading books. On the other hand, you will be on your way to becoming a well-informed person and a leader in conversations once you start depending on books as your primary source of information. For most speakers, books are their main sources of information. While the speaker gets his information from books, listeners get their information from the speaker. The speaker pulls out information from books and then passes it on to the listener. This process instantly places the speaker in a leadership position. Usually, information passes from books to the speaker before it gets to the listener. So while the speaker occupies the position of the leader, the listener automatically takes the position of a follower. Notice that books, which are the primary source of information for the speaker, do not directly influence the listener. Instead, the listener relies on the speaker for second-hand information. In other words, the listener follows the speaker, who at that moment acts as the leader. So then, the speaker leads because it is through him or her that the listener often obtains information. For that reason, the listener does not have access to the original information. This means that the person who does not read is at the mercy of the one who reads. As long as the listener does not read, he or she will continually depend on the reader for information. As far as knowledge is concerned, the person who reads is superior to the person who merely listens or relies on others for information. The chances of you becoming a well-informed individual and a leader is slim when there is a mediator between you and any book. Too often, you know, people who do not read could even be misinformed because they do not read books. They don't read newspapers and magazines. Those who transfer and interpret information for them can easily mislead them. But those who read will continually stay informed at all times. To stay ahead in our competitive world, one must strive to be in the class of those who are well informed. That is what great career leaders do. Most of the people we consider as the most successful in the world are actually those who know more than others in their industry. Aristotle Onassis, the Greek business tycoon, once said that the secret of success is to know something nobody else knows. You know what? Onassis is right. Having access to a lot of information is the key to leading in your field. You can only command respect when you know what others don't know. It is only when you know something that others don't know that you will become qualified to inform and lead them. Do you know why those who are ahead of you in your organization or in your industry usually feel superior to you? It is because they feel they know something you don't know. Because they know what you don't know, they naturally feel they deserve to be ahead. You see, in every area of life, leaders take the lead, not only because they are willing to do so, but for the reason that they are the ones who know the way. You cannot take the lead if you are not a trailblazer. One of the best ways to blaze the trail is by knowing what others don't know. Career leaders stay relevant in their industry because oftentimes they are the first to discover a new knowledge or a skill. They largely depend on their ability to know something that nobody else knows. Perhaps you might have noticed that all inventors are leaders in their fields. Now, why is that so? Because as inventors, they were able to create something that others in their field could not create. In other words, they knew more about their invention than any other person did. Good luck. And that's it for this edition of Shepherd Daily. If you enjoy this podcast, kindly subscribe or follow my YouTube channel for more ideas on leadership. Thanks for listening.